What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by David Fichette, CEO and Chief Creative at Go West Creative Group. He seeks the unimaginable and makes anything possible in a creative way. He is a passionate and determined leader who founded Go West 37 years ago and a wearer of many hats, including producer, editor, writer, and director. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Seth, thank you so much for being here. I sound huge.
You do.
I'm a wizard. I'm a wizard, Seth.
You are a wizard. That's why you're here. So let's go back in time in your wizardry time machine. How did Go West get started?
Boom. Yeah. So it's actually, this year is number 39, if you can believe it. Yeah. So November will be 39 years since we started this at the ripe age of 3. I was very young.
Of course.
I was a musician in my former life and had a band that had a financial backer that bought us this massive sound system that sat in my parents' garage. And also paid for every rehearsal studio we played at, which had sound systems, and every club we played at had sound systems. So it just sat there in my parents' garage. So I got the idea one day with a buddy of mine to buy some turntables and start a mobile DJ company. And that's how this thing started, November 21st, 1984, as a mobile disc jockey company. And, bought out the partner, bought out my friend within a couple of years, and then grew the thing to be the second largest mobile DJ company in California, but by the early 90s. But back then, we were doing 1,300 events a year at like $400 an event. It's like $165,000 a year the hard way. So our focus really became about not doing social, but doing corporate, working with larger corporations for their needs. And then that led to add some audio, add some lighting, add some video. Let's put some content on the video screens back there. Back then, we called it multimedia. We didn't call it content. And, and then just kept growing from there as a large event production company. But then we created a company just for entertainment, a company to create the content that went on the screens. And then we had the event production company. And about 20 years ago, we just realized that, hey, what we really are is a creative agency that plays with all these different tools in our toolbox to help our clients tell their stories in the most impactful way. So that's when we shifted the name to Go West Creative. And that's what we've been, for the last 20 years. But it started off as a little DJ company.
I'm sure the longer version of that could probably fill a book somewhere if it hasn't already.
Yeah, we're working on it, Seth. We're working on it.
Awesome. If you need a publisher, let me know. We can make some introductions.
Excellent.
Let's talk about what Go West is doing now, because you got your fingers in a lot of pies.
Yep. Yes, we do. We do. You know, the lion's share of our business still is in the large corporate event production realm, right? So during COVID, we were super fortunate that since we had been dabbling in the virtual, corporate broadcasting since 1999, we were able to pivot a lot quicker than a lot of other people. And so we ended up really having our best year at that point in our 36-year history in 2020, in the middle of the pandemic. We just grew by leaps and bounds. And then, you know, that continued in 2021 to grow. And then last year, our sales were up 250% over the year before. So it's been quite a rise over the last 3 years. And so really what we're doing, the majority of our business is either producing those large corporate events or doing the large corporate broadcasts, in either case, getting their message out to whoever the key stakeholders are. And then we also have, you know, all the internal creative team, the writers, directors, animators, editors, producers, so that we produce a lot of content. So when you think, when we're doing a conference for somebody like, you know, say Sonic, who's been a longtime client of ours, when we do that 3-day event for them, we may produce 175 pieces of media for those 3 days, right? So anything that hits the screen is all our responsibility. So there's basically a whole sub budget and a whole separate team that handles all that content creation. And, you know, ultimately our job is to work with the C-suite of these companies and help them, you know, hear their message, understand who their audience is, and try to help build a bridge between, you know, what they want to say and what we think their audience is thinking and how they might receive what it is they want to say, and try to find the right balance there. So because of that, then that led us into like the whole agency strategic side of our company. So then we have, you know, a whole division of the company that works on just, you know, traditional agency stuff, whether that's print or digital or social, that has nothing to do with events whatsoever. So that's us in a nutshell.
Yes. So let's do a deeper dive. Let's unpack some of that. So for the non-event offerings, who is an ideal client for the non-event programs, and talk a little bit about what you do for them? That's really fascinating.
Sure. I think what our ideal client is, because we're not a huge agency. We're a boutique agency, which makes us, you know, very nimble, and we can do a lot of different things very quickly. But really what the ideal client is for us is somebody that's struggling to connect with their audience or struggling to find their voice that connects to the audience. Because a lot of times clients think they know who they are and what their voice is, and they're very confident of, you know, what their offering is, but maybe the way they're positioning themselves to the consumer market isn't as clear to the consumers. So that's kind of where we come in and sit with the brands and just kind of, you know, hear what it is they're wanting to convey to people, and then maybe help them find a better path to a clear communication.
So talk a little bit, because you've got some incredible case studies in terms of results. So talk a little bit about an example, and if their identity, if your client identity is confidential, you can just say the ABC company, but talk a little bit about what they were looking for before they found you, and then kind of the magical transformation you were able to engineer and what it looks like now.
Yeah, I think a really good example of that would be our friends at Long John Silver, which is, you know, a fast food or a quick service restaurant, a QSR, that is in the fish space, right? So, you know, it doesn't have the broader offerings of some of the other large players in that market. But a dear friend of mine became the CEO over there, and he had left a much larger brand that was on kind of an uptick to join Long John Silver when they were kind of on a re-strategizing endeavor, I would say. And so I went and met him for dinner, and we just talked through, why he would make that decision. And what he shared with me at dinner was something that, you know, I had never thought of, never would have considered Long John Silver. He's like, you know, he said to me, he's like, you know, we are the most sustainable QSR in the business. And I was like, well, you know, unpack that a little bit for me. He's like, well, we don't get our fish from these big over, you know, overpacked farms, right? We have places where we fish out in the Bering Sea in Alaska, and we don't overfish any one area. So we're not killing off the population of the fish in a certain area. And, you know, and he said, you know, and the really interesting thing up there is, he said, we have these vessels up there in the Bering Sea where we catch the fish. We take them downstairs on the boat, clean the fish, flash freeze them, box them up, and then they get shipped off to the restaurants from there. And I was like, well, that's a pretty amazing story, right? You know, to be that efficient in your process. I was like, why don't we tell that story? And so, working with the great spoken word artist Steve Connell out of Los Angeles, we created a piece for them, and we went up to the Bering Sea and on one of those vessels, and we had him tell this story of sustainability. And, you know, we kept the camera super tight on Steve, right, as he's doing this, and you just kind of see a little bit of the background. But when he delivered that last line, you know, we pull back with the drone and reveal where we are, you know, out on the sea with the your birds flying around, and we didn't reveal who the company was, what this piece was, until we pull all the way back, you know, wow. Black title card, Long John Silver. So whenever I do a speaking engagement, I'll play that piece and I'll stop it. And I'm like, who is this for? Right. You know, and they'll be like, Exxon, right? You think of some of these other big brands, you're like, no, this is Long John Silver, right? They are the most sustainable in QSR. So we did three pieces for them, one on sustainability, one on quality, and one on family, which are the key tenets of who they are. And what I think is so incredible about that, I mean, they had huge success, you know, a huge ROI from that campaign. But what it is, what we did is we found what was true about Long John Silver, right? Sustainable, the quality of the protein is exceptional, and this is a place to gather with your family. We did not say healthy, right? Because truly, I mean, at the end of the day, you take that beautiful piece of protein and you dip it in batter and then you fry it, which isn't, right? So we weren't out there saying, you know, for health benefits, you know, come here, but we're saying, if this is the type of food that you like, you're going to get the highest quality protein here, and you're going to get it from a company that has responsible sustainability play at the core of who they are. So I think, you know, that's really a great example of, you know, it's not just about, you know, doing the LTO specials, on the commercials of, hey, you know, come get this fish sandwich this weekend for $1.99, right? You know, people wanted to connect with them, their greater purpose, which builds that brand loyalty.
That makes a lot of sense. And that's an incredible, I mean, I almost got goosebumps. Like, that's an incredible art of storytelling. So talk a little bit about how, because obviously Long John Silver in that example is a large company, right? Mm-hmm. How do you get in the door at places like that?
Yeah, it's good fortune, right? Yeah, good fortune. So the lion's share of our business, I would say, you know, upwards of 90% of our business is referral based, right? You know, it's either someone has seen us do a project for somebody else, or there's a client that had worked at X corporation that's now over at Y corporation, and they bring us in over there. The greatest move we've ever made as a marketing, you know, play for our company is about a little over a decade ago. We got introduced to a guy by the name of Pete Kranick, who was a lifetime CMO. And Pete had started an organization called the CMO Club. And it was a private organization for chief marketers of basically Fortune 1000 companies. And, you know, he started that because a lot of the events that these CMOs would go to were just, you know, death by PowerPoint, and, you know, and he wanted to create something different. So he wanted to create a community, and he built this beautiful community of these people where they could go and they could share their wins and their struggles in a private situation. And it was powerful. It was irreverent. It was fun. There was not a single PowerPoint presentation at any of their, you know, summits. And, so we got introduced and we started producing their US summits and their European summits. And they have a strict no selling policy, but just by virtue of us being in the room with those chief marketing officers, being in the conversation, having dinner, having drinks, that led to a massive onslaught of opportunities with lots of large brands. And then, you know, Pete Kranich is the luckiest man alive. The very first week, I believe in March 6th of 2020, he sold the CMO Club to Salesforce the week before the world shut down. I was like, cash that check and run.
Yes, so, that's perfect timing.
Yeah, it's lovely timing. So, so we've still been able to do some work with the CMO Club with our friends over at Salesforce now. But it, I mean, that really is a great testament. We actually did an event here 2 weeks ago, which we called the Go West Experience. You see behind me, Find Your True West. And it was a 3-day summit. And I was able to call on a bunch of those CMOs that were my friends from the CMO Club. And just by picking up the phone, they jumped on planes and flew across the country to be here to participate in this thing. And we had, you know, 60 different speakers and performers over a course of 3 days, you know, and again, you know, in that more conversational thought leadership style, right? Not anybody really presenting anything to anybody, but just asking questions and hearing some good responses from smart people.
Everybody, I think everyone's familiar with the saying true north. What does find your true west mean?
I'm so glad you asked, Seth. I'm a big believer in true north, right? True north is our purpose in life, the reason God put us on this planet, the thing we're going to be remembered for after we're long gone, right? That's, you know, our true north, what drives us every day. So that's our true north. Our true west, if you think about the pioneers, right? Our true west is that sense of adventure and exploration and curiosity that makes us go, what if we went this way? What path will help us find a new and different route to get us to our purpose and to deliver on our promise and be the person that we were meant to be? So we believe the true west goes hand in hand with the true north. So we're really kind of a true northwest.
That is awesome. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I like best the fact that no day is the same, right? Every day is completely different. And one of my favorite things about running a creative agency is when, you know, business problems come up for us, challenges come up for us, right? And it's like, how do we use our creative problem solving internally to fix things? Because there's, you know, over, you know, 39 years of doing this, there's a lot of things I've seen. A lot of times we're like, ooh, I don't know if we're gonna make it, right? And it's like, how do you bob and weave and get through things? And I love that. That's my favorite part about being a chief creative. It's not just about the work we do for our clients, but it's the work we do every day and just figuring out how to get through the day or the week or the next year.
Awesome. That makes a lot of sense. For our folks who want to learn more, where is the best place for us to learn more about you and about Go West?
Yeah. You can find us where we have a very simple 4-letter URL. It's just gwcg.com. So super easy for Go West Creative Group, gwcg.com. And you can find me on LinkedIn. Under my name, or on Instagram at DigiWest, DigiWest. And I'm sure you're going to put those things somewhere.
They will be in the show notes. We know your time's incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some of it with us.
Awesome, Seth. I appreciate the ask, and thanks for making time for me.
Of course, this has been Seth Green with David Fichette from Go West Experience. Thank you, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level, but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.